I'm going to ask you to go through that because you've done a lot of the research on alpelisib. But just to finish out, you were mentioning about management of patients progressing on ibrutinib, and you brought up venetoclax. If you could, maybe you can now, I don't know, would you utilize venetoclax after ibrutinib in patients who didn't have 17p?
Yes, I would. In the NCCN guidelines, we actually include venetoclax as an option for patients who are progressing after ibrutinib, regardless of the p53 abnormality. Because of the compendium listing in the NCCN, we're able to get coverage for the venetoclax. And yes, I think it is an excellent choice in the patient who is progressing. Now, we have some interesting and very intriguing data from John Seymour and Xu Ma that looked at a combination of venetoclax and rituximab. And this study gave an option for patients to discontinue therapy if they achieved a complete response. In that study, 13 patients achieved a complete response. 11 of those 13 were MRD negative, I'll come back to that, and two were just CRs by the international IWCLL criteria. And the two who were just CRs but not MRD negative both relapsed at about 2 years, and their responses were able to be recaptured with a resumption of the venetoclax. But interestingly, among the 11 patients who achieved MRD negativity, and the minimal residual disease in this setting was determined by peripheral blood flow cytometry at a level of 10 to the minus 4. So this is not a very sensitive assay, but using a four-color flow, anywhere more than four colors, we use eight at Memorial, but using at least a four-color flow assay with a sensitivity of one CLL cell per 10,000. If you achieve levels below that, you can actually discontinue the combination of rituximab and venetoclax and have durable remissions. At the time of the publication, none of those patients had actually relapsed from a range of very short, around 3 months, to several years after the discontinuation. So in general, this combination is interesting because it sheds a little bit of light on the future, and that is patients don't want to be taking drugs on an open-ended basis forever. They want to figure out how they can take drugs for a limited period of time and end up with remissions that are durable off therapy. And this combination of rituximab and venetoclax suggests that maybe we can achieve high-quality remissions that allow people to be treatment-free for a period of time.
Is that a strategy you're using outside a trial setting right now, venetoclax and rituximab?
Yes, so I will use venetoclax and rituximab in combination. Again, this is listed in the NCCN compendium, so we can get it reimbursed. Early on, I frankly had trouble getting it reimbursed, but it is effective. As I said, at Memorial, we use an eight-color flow assay. We monitor every 3 months. You know, I don't, every time I see them, I don't get the eight-color flow. It's quite expensive, but we do monitor, and I have been able to stop a couple of patients. Most patients have been holding just above the 10 to the minus 4 cutoff.